Dr. Venter's just looked at him, just checked him and says, well, Pam, don't panic. She goes, but you need to go straight to the sick kids hospital. I went, do you think it's a chest infection or something? And he went, he goes, I don't actually know what it is, but he's not well. And then arrived at accident emergency, and then within 3 hours we had the haematology in front of me saying that Kai had leukemia.
Which is not what you would expect to hear, is it? When you think maybe it's just a cold or a bug or something, maybe when they're a little
They expected that it would be... first of all, because I think they obviously have a check, you know, what to check for. So meningitis is the first thing, which I've heard a lot about. And then they said leukemia. And I've done, obviously, work with CLASP. And then I was even like that, but I went, leukemia? I'm like, oh, it's just not cancer. And I don't know why I said that, because leukemia is cancer of the blood. Obviously, tumours is just solid tumours, liquid, and that's how it's an easier way to look at it in the hospital. And I was just... And I think we got taken up to intensive care. He was there for a week, stabilised him. And then we came down to Ward 2. And then that's been us since until Tuesday past.
And but, so how has he sort of been throughout it? I mean, he seems quite, you know, chipper.
He has. He's genuinely really, really happy. Apart from the steroids he's been on. But he had a bit of a twist in his treatment. ALL, what Kai's got, is infant ALL. It's more aggressive in babies when they're under one than what it is when they're over one. So the treatment's a bit more intense. But Kai got, they don't know how, but got leukemia in his eye, his left eye. So there wasn't any protocols, no information, no nothing. So they tried changing the blocks around and giving him more chemo into his spinal fluid, etc. But it still wasn't enough to kill the cells at the time. Because with leukemia, the cells can go dormant, but they can be active again. So it was discussed internationally, nationally, and he had to have his eye removed. So that's that was the hardest thing. You just bounced back. But I found that was hard. Signing the consent form, letting him go to theatre. Kind of feel like, I suppose we sort of felt like we let him down.